interview now with Robin Thompson, formerly Youngson. Robin, would you like to tell me a bit about your early life and where you came from and your start-up?
Yes, right. I was born in 1942 at Lochside at Crockett Fort. It's a wee holding room by Achan Gibbert, hiding for the Milton. Do you care where it is?
Aye. Uh-huh.
That's where I was. My father, he had that wee holding. My father was a joiner. And his father had the meal mill at the Milton. And he was a kind of blacksmith's joiner. And then when my father left the school, he was a joiner. And round about the kind of Crockett. He actually started out in Cairn with an uncle, with a joiner. And then he come and he got married and went to Lochside at the Milton. Which, and then we finished up at Lochside.
Uh-huh.
This time it was.
Strange, aye.
Uh-huh. So that's where it, and we come, if you look to, it was only about 17 acre, I think. Oh God. And when the war was by, he thought he would take up a farmer. So he come, and him and his brother, Bert was in the fell, and the bike heat, from Crockett Ford to Youngson to look, Youngson, it was to rent. And it was on Shipless of Tregear.
That owned it?
That owned it.
Uh-huh.
And he was letting it.
Uh-huh.
So a father looked at it and he was lucky enough to get the tenancy.
Uh-huh.
A Youngson.
Was he just back for the war?
No, no, he was never in the war, he was a home guard.
Home guard.
Uh-huh. Home guard.
Aye.
They come and looked at him and they got the tenancy and we come in May 45.
Aye. So where did you start school?
I started at school at Bamaclan.
Uh-huh. You mind the teacher?
Oh, aye. It was Miss... Just give me a minute.
Uh-huh.
It was Walker was the head teacher.
Uh-huh.
And he was the school who's where Mrs... You can know the school is.
Mrs. Gould.
Yes,
stays in
school.
New.
Yes,
aye.
That was a school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That was a school. Aye. Was it a big school, big classes
then?
Oh,
there were three teachers.
Uh-huh.
There could have been 70 or 80 weens.
Aye.
Well, there were three rooms. There was a big room at divided into two.
Uh-huh.
Where we had a divider.
Aye.
And there was a weird room at the far end.
Uh-huh.
And we had to... Seeing where life is a mile and a half from Bamaclan, so to find our own way to school.
Uh-huh.
If we were a wee bit further, we'd go to school.
You'd get the bus.
And the school bus was Mrs. Waterett at Mid Park.
Only about what, a mile, 50 feet or something?
From Mid Park. And she, but she, there was that many wains, if the bus was full, she couldn't have left us.
Uh-huh.
See, there were five of us. I had two brothers and two sisters.
Uh-huh.
And there was five wains at Smith's at Barnhill as tea.
Uh-huh.
And there was Wilson's in the course, and there was all different wains all around the boot. And she did the circle. She went to Mid Park.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Aye, I do.
And she came up to Iron McCartney and did the circle around the Craig.
Aye.
And by the time she got to us, and there was a whole lot of parties, they were in Galrinnes.
Uh-huh.
But they were a wee bit further away, so she could lift you.
Uh-huh.
And then when birdies went away back up to they belonged to Achan Lake.
Uh-huh.
And when they went away back up to Achan Lake, there was more room in the bus.
You got lucky.
We got left in the bus, but if there were more wains come in, he didn't get a lift.
Aye.
So, father took us with a car in the morning, and we walked home and we get these.
Aye.
And we used to walk a mile and run a mile. Walk a pole.
Aye, run a...
Walk a pole and run a ball.
Aye, uh-huh.
And we did that in the way home.
Uh-huh.
And then when it was bigger, we used to pick up stains and see if we could break the cups maybe a little bit off on the tail of our poles.
So that wee bus was foo by the time it had run the Hidden Road. Hidden Road alone,
yes,
never mind anyone else.
15.
Aye.
It was like a when he came with Traver, and he came, it was a wee old bus, and he just kind of parked the folk in to shut the door.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And like, Father took us to the school because Mother couldn't drive, so he had to stop the milking.
Uh-huh.
And took us up to the school and back down and continued the work.
Aye. Uh-huh.
But in the good weather, we were walking him, but in the winter time,
he would come make the effort.
But they had an arrangement with the Smiths of Barnhillis. They had 5T. And they would, in maybe a week or bit, would come and gather us up. So there could be 10 weans in the car on the way home.
Aye. You wouldn't have dreamed it nowadays, but them days it was just a done thing.
And there's no safety belts.
No. Aye.
And a wee thing, too, that I once fell out of the car. It was all the snow and the grunt, and we must have been up the shop, and Father, he was driving, and I was only in the back seat. And when he arrived home, I wasn't there. And he had a look, and here I had fell up at yon trees halfway between Lockside and Lockside Cottage.
Oh,
I'd begotten about, maybe even before I was at school.
Uh-huh.
But got in the boot with the door and she swung.
Just rolled out.
And then rolled out. But luckily there was a depth of snow on the ground. And it was all right.
Aye.
And that was...
Aye. Uh-huh.
That was...
So that was your... Aye. And for Bob McLellan, did he go into Dorai after that?
Oh, aye. A lot of things at Bob McLellan, though.
Aye.
I could get round to that.
Aye.
That Bob Shanklin was in...
Lohardlin.
Yes. And I was aight keen on beasts. And at the morning playtime, I went over and I helped him to lose his wee sticks out the byre.
Aye.
There was a wee byre cross on behind the dairy byre in the high shade.
Uh-huh.
Was it still your time there?
There was an old bit there, aye.
And the tight, maybe 10 or a dozen.
Uh-huh. These were dairy sticks?
A wee dairy sticks. The
Earsers from
the Earsers, aye. They were up your Earsers.
Aye.
And I was going across Pinocchio and be seen at it at all, and I helped him to lose. We were all tied to the net with jeans.
Aye.
And we loused him, and we drove him down the road and put him into wee field halfway up the lane in Skeel Lonin. They grazed him out.
Down the side of the road.
And at 3 o'clock, he went to get them in, and I was there to give him a hand to fetch them up.
After the skill,
aye. After the and tied them up.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the trucks are filled up with cut turnips and oats.
Aye. And did they hear the rain stall at that age?
Oh, aye. When they walked out the rain stall.
Aye.
As soon as they were, three or four months, they tightened by the neck.
Aye.
The jeans.
Aye.
Uh-huh. And they buy it. And it's a thing I never seen of them, for the hips right over the top to keep them clean.
Aye. Uh-huh.
They cut the tail and they cut the hips.
Aye. Usually something just in the plates, but he did the heel.
The heel hips, he did the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That'd be six.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And that was...
Aye.
I couldn't put my time in there.
Aye.
And then Mrs. Shanklin, she would make the glue for us. If we were doing things at glue and paper...
In the skill,
there were no hot water. So I can't think of me, because I was sent across with this glue and she boiled the kettle and she, it was like flour, or like paper paste.
Aye.
And she mixed it over there and I carried her back across.
Uh-huh. Aye.
And again, if we were gluing and making things.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Paper, I can mind that in this wheel back.
Aye. Uh-huh.
I'd be waiting the very early days.
Aye.
And I mind Tommy Murray coming down. He was in Tarwalkie. You mind him?
I mind the name, his daughter. Would it be his daughter was a teacher as well?
That's right.
Teach me at Sunday school.
No.
No,
a niece.
Was that Bernice?
Bernice.
Right. Uh-huh.
And she'd be Kate Murray.
Can't mind the woman's first name.
She'd be Kate. We're getting one out of the way. I'll concentrate on that.
Uh-huh.
When Tommy Murray, he supplied the milk in the village.
Uh-huh.
With a horse and cart and a 10-gallon can in the back of the trailer, in the back of the cart.
Uh-huh. What kind of horse, Robin?
Oh, a Clydesdale horse.
A Clydesdale, aye.
And he could just get a shout and it moved to the next house and all the way down the village.
He never had to stop it.
The horse kept 20 steps. I can make a great horse.
Aye.
And he had a 10-gallon can with a spigot on the bottom of it, but the spigot was hanging enough out of the buck, out of the flare.
Uh-huh.
And the wee men came out to the hooses with their jugs, and he felt the milk into their jugs.
Aye.
And some of them even, he took the lid off the can and he had a ladle. And it would maybe be a pint measure, and he could lift out the ladle and pour it into the folks' jugs, all the way down the village. And he came round to the school, and I mind a ganoot, it must have been my turn to ganoot to meet him, with a jug, and he felt the jug, and we felt the cups, and we all got milk at 11 o'clock.
Aye.
And I just was saying since, I mean, it was neither passenger eyes or bugger. I'm sure it should be somewhere. It was still warm, second to cool.
Aye.
But it might have been TB tested by then. Tuberculosis.
Aye.
Could have been in then. But you just got it as a commute to cool.
That was your original green milk.
Yes, that was your original green milk. And it was still warm. It never was chilled.
It'd be real milk.
That's in Hakeham running the village.
Aye. Did he just do the village, or did he do some of the outline?
No, he just did the village. Because everybody else would have cool or got it for a firm. As far as I mind on it.
Aye.
As I say, I was only a wee boy to primary school, but there's things that...
Was there any other shops... In the village at that time, Robin, what the shop is now.
No, that was the kind of weird shop. The inn, that was Mrs. Dixon, but she was the doctor. I can't even mind what the buddy that owned it. I should have mucked something. But the big inn was up the brae where that is...
The store.
That was Grierson's shop. And Grierson's owned all the houses up there. That bit where that garage, that was the bakehouse, and was a store in there, and you can go up steps up to next house. Well, that house was the shop.
Oh.
These steps were up into the shop.
That was to the general's, the general.
And then the next door was a house. Grierson stayed there.
That
was his son. And then further up, it was Hillcrest, and who was in there? Peter Kirkpatrick. He was from Galrinnets at one time. And then the next up was Arthur Grierson, which the cat... What is the cat name? He's again the tap
house. I know the house you're meaning,
The tap house, that was Grierson's. The all original Grierson. In fact, there was an Arthur Grierson in there. He was in the Pierners, the two sons. Well, his death was in the Peter Galloway News last year. He died doing in Cheltenham about 98 year old. Did he notice that?
No.
He said Bamclair and Arthur
Grierson. Is that right?
Because I can't.
Aye.
Arthur Grierson.
Would there be a younger man died in the parachute regiment? He was a Grierson.
Yes.
Did he get buried in Bamclair?
His parachute never opened.
Aye, was he in the same Grierson?
He was a nephew of that year. He was the son of Jock.
Aye.
Jock was the... what I'm saying here. Jock was... He was the... There was the two brothers. There was Jock and Arthur. And Jock was... He was away in the war. He was an SES in the war. But he came back, he was in the shop. And Arthur, he was a pilot, I think. But they come back to run the shop. Their father run it when they were a wee. In fact, they might even have been a generation or two or four. They would build all the properties.
Right.
And
including the big sandstein in it.
It was the outgate they call that tap yet.
Was it?
Where they built up in the tap.
That's right.
That was where the Grierson's Allian stayed. That was outgate. But if you look, there's a sandstone over the top of the door facing the main, up at the main road. And on it, it's built by Murdoch drum horn.
Uh-huh.
Now, you mean when he Ted Cowan here doing the Burns?
Uh-huh.
And Ted Cowan said that Burns come and he spent a lot of time with Murdoch at drum horn.
Uh-huh.
He'd be very friendly with him.
That's right,
aye. So I phoned, I come to mind and I phoned Ted Cowan to tell him
uh-huh.
that Murdoch must have come out of drum horn and built that house.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't really interested. Cause I was telling him something maybe he should have got.
Aye.
That's Jan Hoos's. Grierson's was after that.
Uh-huh. Aye.
But they had the whole thing. And he came where there's a studio sitting across the way.
Aye.
Well, that would be the stables where they kept the horses. You see, they would be like your modern day Tesco. They were round the country with the groceries.
And they the horse was kept in there for that.
Kept there.
That night.
And they had the wee fields up at Binochrea.
Uh huh.
But it came where the Bray is.
Aye.
Well, there were stables in there, and the Griersons up there would be divided up and they grazed their horses.
The paddocks for the horse. Aye. And was there any other shops in the village you could
no,
mind
well, you see, there was another, the post office was...
It, next to Hull, originally.
Aye, but aye. Before that it was down, what we call where the Spiddy is. There was a, you mean a little Wallace?
A day.
Well, his auntie could have had the post office where the Smiddy was. You see, and the Smiddy was a pub at the time. They called it the Plough Inn.
You've just told me something we've been trying to find out. I knew it was either the Plough or the Swallow.
It was the Plough Inn. Because Elizabeth's father, he was a Murrayfield O'Rye, and he could relate with being to the Plough Inn in Bamaclough.
Aye.
And uh-huh. That was Ian, the Smiddy was two houses, was it?
Aye, uh-huh.
The present aye, became.
It was.
Well, the Ian was the Plough Inn.
And it was some woman, Fidel Rye, was it, that would get the curries started up?
And then it came...
A Ma Brun or a Ma Smith? Or
Ma Brun had a lot of that.
That's
right. That was my time, though.
Aye. But they'd helped out the curries.
Ah.
She had.
Uh-huh.
Aye.
You see that the curries were firm in Simmer Hill.
That's right.
Simmer Hill.
Aye.
And then
the wooden house that was where Doug Carson's house was.
Yes,
that was a kind of workshop. Did the Smiddy got in there? What was that, Robin?
No,
Can you mind that?
That wooden house, that was Peter's, that was Peter Skeelhoos Gearden. And the inn that Doug Carson built, that was where the joiner's shop was.
Joiners.
I was a joiner's shop.
Aye.
And he was Jimmy Murray. He was a brother of Tommy Murray that was in Tyrlochy.
That was a joiner?
That was a joiner.
Aye.
I think he met an undertaker and all.
Aye.
Because uh-huh. Most joiners were. But his wife, that house next door was Ken Lee.
Uh-huh.
And his wife had the post office at the back of it.
Aye.
He was a Murray of Tyrlochy.
Aye.
And all Mrs. Grierson, she was a Murray of Tyrlochy.
They're quite a prominent family, the Murrays and the Griersons,
yes, the Griersons
in that time.
Because if you look, when you get into the kirk, into the session house, the first stain you get to the left hand side is a Grierson that was drowned in Canada.
Oh, I see.
It was all the same family.
Same lot, aye. Uh-huh.
It was all the same family.
Aye.
But they had the whole job in Bamaclough.
Aye. Uh-huh.
They were the big ones,
uh-huh.
But they were well, no going into do.
No, no.
As much detail as you'd be searching this one. I've watched this thing.
Aye.
But that was what they were.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And,
but the Smiddy would be in where it latterly was when you were a boy, Robin, was it?
No.
It was up the street.
The Smiddy was next to your mother's.
Aye, we have pictures of that.
Yes, that's where the Smiddy was. When I was in the field.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And the door was kind of a half circle. That was the Smiddy.
Aye.
And the Smiddy house was next to it, and then your mother's next.
Aye. That's right, aye.
That was.
Uh-huh. How many men would work? Did he see how many men was in there, Robin?
I can't imagine.
No.
What a great old.
No.
Ken was Aki and Joe, and Mick had been like an apprentice.
Aye, aye.
But you see, it was Jimmy Murray, he had the joiner's shop.
Uh-huh.
And Doug Carson took over. I'm not sure where Doug worked him, but Doug Carson took over the,
aye.
Over the joiner's shop.
Aye, aye.
And he had yet to remain working him, uh-huh. at the time.
Aye.
Uh-huh. But the shop was, we are kind of half in the garden and half where he is,
uh-huh.
where he built his house.
Aye, aye. Uh-huh.
And that was the joint.
Aye,
shop.
Aye.
And then he kind of field and Archie Curry took it over.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't last very
no, no.
very long.
And what was in the plough? Was the plough a pub at that time?
Aye, you were no, a boy no, there? No. That was before my time.
Right. So it just turned out a dwelling house
yes,
then?
Yes, it was a dwelling house.
Aye.
And I think it was the Wallaces were in there.
Uh-huh.
And but there was, what, that first house that's left down there,
uh-huh.
the, that was a post office. At Ballantyne.
Uh-huh.
Ballantyne was in there.
Right.
They had the post office.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
At that time.
Aye. Uh-huh. And you would see the early stages of the hall.
Oh,
as well.
But we'll go further back.
Right.
I seen Murrayfield being built.
Oh, aye.
Like I said, it was in Tammy Murray's field, so that's how it was
that's,
cut.
Aye. So that's how it was called Murrayfield.
Called Murrayfield.
Aye.
And it was being built the time I was at primary school, because at dinner time, us Wayne's would go up and have a bit of look in, and then up doing the plants and got cheese when they were building Murrayfield.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And taking back to the shops, at the days, if you bought, you got a big bottle of lemonade was maybe sixpence and a wee and was threepence.
Uh-huh.
And if you took them back, you got a penny or you got something.
Aye, aye.
But a lot of the boys, the Griersons were careless and the stores were left open where they threw the bottles in. And the boys used to go and the neck of the bottle into the target and took them certainly in the bottom shop.
So he's paying for them twice?
He's paying for them twice. And across the road, again, who were the, that house is across the road for the, you mean, he had built it, James Keith.
Aye, Cedar.
Yes, aye. That was a big store and a pig house.
Would that be a big high building, seeing all photographs?
I thought it would be double.
Aye, that's right.
And
so it was
a pig house.
Pig house.
It would likely be belonging to Griersons. They would likely hear pigs and kill pigs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I mean, there were pigs in a bowl, and the mechie had to feed up the upper bed.
And
the pig. It was a big building.
It was with all pictures.
Well, all pictures, aye.
Aye. We wondered what it was.
Aye. And but it was Peter Kirkpatrick fed the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You can see he was farming. He was at Dolrennies, and he retired into that house where Key Bird was in, which is the Hill Crest. He retired.
Aye.
I mean, Peter Kirkpatrick was there, and his brother Tom, he was doing where there's no house now, is in the corner of the street. He came across the shop.
Aye.
He's the house there.
Aye, that's right. I mean, the ruins of it.
Yes. Well, it was the. Who was he talking to, Kirkpatrick? He felt Carson very.
Oh, in relation to Pat Kirkpatrick?
No. Uh-huh. You mean a Peachy?
Aye.
Aye, well, his grandfather.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
He was, he would retire in there in the Dr. Jean.
Uh-huh.
Jean Kirkpatrick.
Aye.
Yes. So he was in there, and there was a wee boy killed in that corner with a car.
At the shop?
Aye.
Was there?
He was a Wilson, no, he was a Gordon, and he was Sonny Gordon, and he was married to a Wilson for the Coast Cottage, and they were in the library, you get what I mean?
Aye,
they were in there, in a drove of weans, and George Wilson, and he ran across the road and got killed. In that corner.
Oh.
And that's when he took the house away.
Is that right?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Again, after that,
aye.
That was the reason.
Is that right? Because, aye.
Because it was a dangerous corner.
Just aye. Uh-huh.
Aye.
Oh, never. Aye.
Aye. In fact, you'll find him doing the kirk here. It was funny, Ian was, my son was doing it. Aye, for the silver golden one.
Uh-huh.
And we doing the kick here, didn't need it, was something I wanted to show. So I knew, start to walk, and I could get right round the wall, and I came with everybody.
Aye, in the bottom cemetery.
I came with other history. When I was telling you were coming, he says, you should start some of the tours around the kick here.
That's quite unique, he can mine them or count where they were, and the stories because they disappear and you forget whose yes, were exactly there or who was
aye,
in them
aye.
You see yes, stories that are dominated that house between the park and the smiddy yes, nowadays was the cobblers was in there can you mind that or stories
the,
of that
that house. That was where Waller New was. He was blooming at Youngstown. Waller New, I think he'd come from all right. But he was. Now, he turned Nancy Newlands, and the Newlands is from all right. Well, he'd be her, well, stepfather. And he was blooming at Youngstown. And her father was a woman. He would dare him in the ground. There's quite a lot of Wallaces about the village.
I mean a Gordon Wallace.
Aye, well, Gordon was a son of Mrs. Agnew.
There's
quite a lot of them. Yes. And he was a son.
I mean a Gordon.
And Nancy had a son, and he served his time with... He was Dode Agnew. He served his time with a joiner, Doug Carson. But the volunteer, do we have not seen him at the force of being dirty young before? Hell of a decent fellow he was. But that was the same kind as Jimmy Wallace and Lynn. They were all Wallaces.
Right, same outfit. And Tom Kelly? Do you mind Tom Kelly?
He worked at Thorny.
That's where he was.
He biked down to Thorny.
Aye.
But his kind was Jimmy Kelly, and your, no, Bunty Falls. You care where you're from it?
Aye.
I think Bunty Falls was a Kelly.
Aye.
But Falls is for breeding beer.
Breeding beer, aye, that's right. Aye.
That was a kind. The time they were selling the hill after the Giddy Top, the minting the sale off the ground, there was a solicitor come down for Galson, who was an Irish customer. And they were going to crack him. Tracing the history of Balmacquellan, and there were 16 different businesses within the village.
16?
He'd looked up all books. He says there was gunsmiths and leather workers and as many different and with tailors and cobblers.
Because there'd just been houses.
But there's 16 businesses. He said there were 16 businesses. He'd traced up the history with a solicitor for Galson.
Did you know anything about would it be a mill or a we've heard stories it might have been an old castle through below the shop Aquavitty Burn at the bottom of the gardens there was a building there at the end time some of the was still standing
I thought it was to keep the burn for fighting in I can't very mean there had been a up at the top of the field, there has been a house in time. Just as you come in the gate and duck to the right, there's four great big stains which flush with the ground. They've been the key stains of
the would be, aye.
In time. But that were way four.
And this man, this Irishman that said there was 16 businesses. Did he give a time scale? Can you mind when he was be talking?
No, he was talking 1700, 1800. He must have looked back in the history of Balmacquellan because he was looking to buy it for this customer.
That's how he So it sustained a lot of folk and businesses
it was
and
businesses in the village.
Aye, self-sustainable.
Aye. You see, all the round about, he said, well, you got your mansion houses round about.
Aye.
And there are the servants.
Aye.
He's saying.
Aye, that's right. Trewain.
And in Burscobe and the Craig.
That's
and
right. A lot of prominent big houses.
Aye. We'll get out of them later.
Aye.
I've got to kind of thought to it.
Aye. No, that's fine.
But, no, I said, then I went to the Royal School.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't set the head on fire, rocked as far as I remember.
What age did you leave?
I left at 15.
Oh, you made it to 15?
Yes, I left at 15.
Uh-huh.
But my talents lay in woodwork and joining.
Uh-huh.
Because I had my father and my grandfather, and even my mother's side, they were blacksmiths and joiners. Now that's where that bit...
Came fit.
Again, it was better in my hands as it was with a pen. You know what I mean?
Aye.
I was good at the joining and the technical drawing and art.
Aye.
I was good at art.
Uh-huh.
And making things, and I left at 15 to go home to work.
So you didn't get the option to further your career in joining?
Yes, but if I hadn't been a farmer, I would have been a joiner.
You'd be a joiner.
Aye. Because I still do a bit.
Uh-huh.
Hearing it, doing things.
Aye. Uh-huh.
In fact, I went back. After I left the school, I went back to neck classes at Dalry and did woodwork. And they made a nest of tables.
Aye.
The kind of thing that after left the school.
Keep that going.
Aye, keep that going.
Uh-huh.
To the adults kind of way.
So do we move on to the farming side as a young man?
Aye, no, I can go back to farming Youngson.
Aye. What breeds were you working with then?
I worked with the Ayrshires and the Cross. But before that, we'll go into the, as I say, there was maybe three horses, and everything was a horse implements.
Three working horses. Had you any youngins coming on?
Either before every year or every second year.
Aye.
They had John Picking for the Grin, and he was a stallion man. In fact, he was a brother of... He was a son of old little Peter Wattleton.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And he was a stallion, and he came round the spring of the year. He walked through, kind of Pickens. You look at Pickens were in the Grenna.
I heard that.
The same Pickens as the Kirkcudbright.
Aye.
He would come up.
Same outfit.
He would come up through there.
Uh-huh.
And he went to wait at the Scarl.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And Jock Little, he came round in the spring year of the stallion to serve the beers.
Uh-huh. Kind of like the bulls up the heelings as the crofts.
He walk it and he would stay the neck at certain bits.
Did he? Aye.
Aye, he walked the stallion round.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what.
How did he get to ken that the mare was?
Well, I don't know.
No.
We kind of pigeon posters so I didn't ken his how.
Aye.
Because we didn't hear the phone then.
No, that's how I was wondering how they would ken.
I don't know.
Unless they had to walk to inform that the mare was ready. And did he bred that stallion for that, or did he buy him?
No, they were registered with good horses.
Aye.
He would eye his stallions, and he was a kind of horse dealer breeder. The Pickens were big in horses.
Aye, because he would take to watch for line or inbreeding, was certain.
I didn't ken the finer points.
No.
Of that. But he kind of ken what they were doing.
Aye.
But he walk at the stallions round the country, and he would stay in neck
uh-huh.
at different bits and on his way around.
And how far would his remit?
I didn't ken. I didn't ken.
Of course, the stallion would be easy work because he would ken when he left the farm where he was going or what he was going for.
And I don't know again where the next nearest ever had a stallion.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No.
They sent the stallion to go to Kleina. There's pictures in the house at Newfield. A stallion, they caught him off in bar.
They went to Canada. Aye.
And he did real.
Aye.
The pictures used to.
Because his sons and daughters would be working over there.
Yes.
So you'd three at Youngson.
We were three at Youngson.
Uh huh.
And we had a binder that he put a pair of horse.
Aye.
At the corn.
Aye.
You'll know many of the binders.
No, pooed with horse.
No.
What age would you start a horse working?
You start in Brecon with 2 year old.
Aye.
In Brecon.
And how long would you get for a horse?
Oh, you get 20 years.
Would you?
Aye. Well, that's all.
What I was interested in me. What did you do when the horse was dead?
Well, I never mind them being dead.
No.
I never mind them. They just died. But I mind about lost horses with gross sickness.
You aye.
With gross sickness.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And it's a disease that they've never found a cure yet.
No, it still kills horses.
At the spring of the year when the grass and the horses started to get a wee bit of grass, they took this kind of muscle wasting disease in the breeding.
Uh-huh.
And I mind about a 20-year-old horse and the wheat was there. Every day in that 20 grand big horse would be a deed.
Aye.
And that was, I would be the school, again, the primary school.
Aye.
And then for the boy, well, how he would buy him for Joe Picking.
Aye.
At the grain, and he can't even get horses to boot him. But between them, neat with gross sickness.
What did he do with a deed horse from?
Was
he buried, or just buried in the farm?
Oh, aye. He said there was no knackery needed.
No, that would be a fair job.
Oh, aye. Big job.
Aye. Uh-huh.
The only knackery we had, this is another story, it was Belhaven was in Berlay, the big house. And after the war, there was he started a pig farm. And there was an Italian, he would be a DP, a displaced person after the war.
I've heard about that.
Yes.
There's Poles and various.
And the state owned.
Some of the families are still in New Galloway.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Aye.
Well, this is Italian. And they got him as a pigman at Berlay. And this Lord Belhaven, actually, he was in the first ones that started the Scottish STV, Scottish Television.
Oh.
And he would, the wife kept pigs. And if you did you, you laid it down the roadside, and she come running with the car, having this Italian, and they picked up the dead sheep,
aye,
and threw them in the car, their rotten, stinking old dead sheep, and they took them round and they gutted them, and he boiled the intestines, and that was a four-foot mouth, and they boiled this, and the pigs saw, and they fed the pigs.
Fed it to the pigs.
If you had a dead calf or a dead ewe,
they would lift it.
And they lifted it. And they took it round.
Right.
And then they boiled them up at Berlay. And the buildings, and even bits in the wee fields across the road, and your woods, I mean, maybe all Sioux and that. You came there across the road.
Aye,
well, you almost threw a pigs.
Aye.
And a bit of yell Sioux out there in the boat.
Right. Aye.
That was what they did. That was.
Aye. Well, he wasn't related to the beer, the brewery.
I don't know, he could have been.
Uh-huh.
It was Lord Belhaven, and then his son, he was into Monhowell. He fed Monhowell, and then he went to the Marks at Twynham.
Uh-huh.
Where they're still there, and you don't know.
Aye.
In fact, there was one of the family, a younger, deep with leukemia. The first time I ever heard tell of cancer, he had leukemia. Was a young lassie who would be in her teens, way back.
Aye.
That would be the 50s or 60s. I mean.
So, what did he particularly like about the horse, working the horse? And
I never was that fond of them.
Well, you know?
We had an all
why black, was that?
We had an all black mare, an all wallock, and you could have did all queer. But if with me, she'd either bit me or kick me. But he could get up and grab her by the belly, and made a John Picking.
Grab her by the belly.
Aye, grab her by the belly and poop. You can't just name fear. You can't. And made a John Picking. I made the kind of blossom, a big old black mare. And John Picking, he was a great big man, a great horseman. And he said, "For Chrissy Wall, come out there." He said, "She'll kill you." "Oh no, I'm all right." And he would grab her, and I never was. If she didn't bite you, she would kick me.
Aye, just an ill beast with you.
And never. Oh, I believed it. Good work.
Aye, but
but she
didn't just like you.
I never was great fond of a horse again.
They would maybe ken that.
Aye. But you can. I work. But we're into tractors just at the time I left the school.
Aye.
But before that again, it was riding the horse and. He cut the corn and he cut the hay and then he swept the hay, we rocked all the hay. You know,
aye, I do.
And then we were and he did tumble and
tumbling Tom.
Aye. Uh-huh. And he swept the hide and he got it and tipped it out and he rocked and he
rocked. Aye. We have a picture of rocks in the field across for the hall. Before the council houses were built.
Aye.
I don't know where that would be Alcreagh, would it?
Aye. And that's what I mean, later on we still rocked it, but at that time he had what you call a bogey. It was a low trailer and it tipped over.
Aye.
And there was wire ropes in the back of it and a lever, and he yanked it, the thing back and forth, and it taken the
wire ropes
and it put it up onto the, and when it got to been a certain point,
tipping point, come
point,
over.
Yes.
Aye.
And he geared it the high up to the high shed, and he did the opposite. And there's some of us, he was all loose high, the four balers. And he fought the high up onto a das, and then the next buddy fought it up on the next das to get right
up the stages,
And there's nothing worse on a hot day, and you were up again the tin.
You were the boy, it was generally.
And you had to push this high away back.
That was generally the boy that got job.
The boy got the job.
Young and fit.
And then later on, when pick-up balers come in, some of the others, the high will never keep a pick-up baler.
Uh-huh.
But there's still some of them, I think we still do. We rocked the high, and then somebody come in with a pick-up baler and baled it out of the rock and cared the bales
high. And what breeds? Oh, sheep and you had dairy coos.
Yorkshire coos.
Aye,
Youngson be in a few places that there was a mill and a bruiser all built into the shed.
Oh, he didn't wait on a contractor coming in.
No, it was permanent. It was there.
Uh huh.
It was a big building. It still be there, but the half of the session mill was in the top of the loft.
Aye.
And the bottom half was in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And the shape of the grun, it raised up around the corner. So you were pitting the sheaves in on the level of the loft.
Aye.
And he found he stuck, and he maybe once a week he got the horse in care, and he found the sheaves on the trailer, and he took them over. And he found them into the loft, and somebody cut the sheaves and
fed
the threshing mill.
Uh-huh.
And there was another building at the end where the stray came out. And the boy, as always, had to get this stray, and he put it back and he stacked it in this building. And the calf and the corn came out doing a blow.
Separate load.
And there was a like a room that the calf was blown into. And then the corn came out, somebody was at the bottom bagging the corn. And then the feather fixed up a bruiser, and there was like poly wheels all along the walls. And he put a bruiser and he made a
gear to activate it.
And it was all worked on a Russian Hornsby engine. A great big engine.
It wasn't a tractor, it was the same engine.
No, we're way afore that. He came this big engine.
Aye.
And then he fixed up a sawmill tee and down the bottom.
Oh.
And then he drove her off this poly wheels that went along.
Aye.
And he could move the...
To whatever machine you were working.
Whatever you're working.
Uh-huh.
And then when he got round to... I went in to start with, there was no... It was Gobble the Coos was there for us. But he went to dairy, because everybody was getting into dairy then. And the estate must have cemented the buyer's route. Getting fur dairy in. But he put in the milk at the hand for maybe, again, mother and another woman. I think you're supposed to be able to milk 10 coos in the morning, next morning. And he milked them until the milk machine, and he drove the suction pump tea
into
this big engine.
Everything
was driven.
Vacuum was through that.
Off the air. And then we took care of the calf. He had to wear a sheet. and he killed the calf and buried it.